from KQED.
Setting aside competing calculations that suggest the financial picture may not be quite as rosy as the Brown administration anticipates, many Democratic lawmakers who see blue skies ahead would like to roll back the deep cuts they approved in recent years for everything from courts to social safety net programs. Advocates for the state's poor and elderly greeted Brown's budget with mixed feelings, as the California Report's health reporter Mina Kim tells us.
For adults hoping Brown's new budget would restore their dental coverage under Medi-Cal, the state's health care program for the poor, or for physicians hoping for higher Medi-Cal reimbursements, there was none of that. But State Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley is focusing on the positive.
It's been a very hard first 2 years here in this administration, and while we are not restoring anything, we are not cutting any further.
Dooley says with federal health reform, the state is contending with many unknowns, including whether to cover people who will be newly eligible for Medi-Cal under a state-based program or whether to shift that responsibility to counties. At a San Francisco rally of health advocates demanding program restorations, Linda Liu says the state is being overly cautious with its spending.
You know, the Medicaid expansion is one really great example. The first 2 years of it are 100% federally funded. Like, I just don't understand why you would be so hesitant.
Researchers at UC Berkeley and UCLA estimate more than 1 million Californians will be newly eligible for Medi-Cal under the Affordable Care Act. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
Governor Brown has repeatedly raised his concerns about the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, even though the federal government is expected to pick up just about all of the tab at first and then most of the tab after that. There's still some murkiness on the timing of all that money. Speaking of Washington, D.C., the fiscal cliff monster still haunts the halls of Capitol Hill, along with the possibility of rough economic times ahead nationally and even internationally. Regardless of all that uncertainty, a final budget for the state of California for the fiscal year that begins July 1st is due in June.